Quijibo. K-W-Y-J-I-B-O. 22 points, plus triple word score, plus 50 points for using all my letters. Game's over, I'm out of here.
Anyone make a word out of these lousy letters?
Ha ha!
And whatever is untied can be united. Scrabble, there's magic in words.
Welcome to another episode of Scrabble Dabble Do, the Scrabble Study Podcast for people who are sure that just being better letter getters is not good enough to win your stuff. I'm your host, Dave Postal, coming to you from beautiful Palm Springs, California, and in competitive Scrabble, any word in any game could be the winning one, so why not learn all of them? Today's episode of Scrabble Dabble Do is brought to you by Best Friends Animal Society. Visit bestfriends.org. and find an adoptable pet near you. Well, we've got another week of high probable sevens coming your way. That is seven-letter words between 4,000 to 4,500, the most probable to come up in your bingo rack based on the distribution of letters in the bag at any given time. If you think these words are that far off the beaten path, though, the words that are uncommon are as foreign to you as the words you know are as familiar to you. So our goal is to make that leap with you. If this is a word, then that's a word. How about that? Hey, I always forget, but if you want to see the list we're reading from, head over to buzzsprout.com, type in Scrabble Dabble Do in some search finder on the site. Voila, all the episodes are there, all of them you could ever want, and within each episode is the written words that we're going over as we speak them. So if you need some visual aids besides my dulcet tones, there they are at buzzsprout.com/scrabbledabbledo or something like that. Okay, and without further ado, here are the 4,000 to 4,500 most probable seven-letter bingos. Gomeril, a slow-witted person. Meowing, the sound of a cat crying. Ogreism, O-G-R-E-I-S-M, is exhibiting the behavior of an ogre. Guess like Shrek. Epigons, E-P-I-G-O-N-S, is an inferior imitation of a distinguished artist, writer, or a musician, kind of like a cover band, as it were, a bad one. The anagram of epigons is pigeons, P-I-G-E-O-N-S, and pingoes, P-I-N-G-O-E-S, which is a dome-shaped mound. Isogeny, I-S-O-G-E-N-Y, is an algebraic geometry term. Pierogies, P-E-R-O-G-I-S, is a Russian pastry and has the anagram porgies, P-O-R-G-I-E-S, which are fish, like breams. And the other anagram is serpigo, S-E-R-P-I-G-O, which is a skin disease. So perhaps your porgies could have serpigo. Sorry to hear that. Natrons, N-A-T-R-O-N-S, is a mineral salt and has the anagram non-arts, N-O-N-A-R-T-S, which is not art. Attorns, A-T-T-O-R-N-S, is to acknowledge a transfer and has the anagram ratons, R-E-T-T-O-N-S, which is a rat in Scotland. Sarsnet, S-A-R-S-N-E-T, is an Italian silk fabric. Sinters, S-I-N-T-E-R-S, is a hard deposit of metal in a lake and has the anagram strines, S-T-R-I-N-E-S, which is an Australian slang. Inserts, I-N-S-E-R-T-S, and estrins, E-S-T-R-I-N-S. Subidea, S-U-B-I-D-E-A, a secondary idea. Miauled, M-I-A-U-L-E-D, it's another crying cat. They're everywhere today. Alipeds, A-L-I-P-E-D-S, are bats or other wingless, membraned kind of animals. The anagram is elapids, E-L-A-P-I-D-S, which are snakes. Lapsed, L-A-I-P-S-E-D, which is to ran out. Or run out. palsied, P-A-L-S-I-E-D, to be infected with palsy or affected with palsy, and Pleiades, P-L-E-A-I-D-S, which are seven illustrious people. Ghoulies, G-O-O-L-I-E-S, is slang for testicles, while loogies, L-O-O-G-I-E-S, are combinations of saliva and phlegm, that good old dance team. Saliva and phlegm. The other anagram is ologies, O-L-O-G-I-E-S, which is a subject or study. Aorist, A-O-R-I-S-T-S, is a verb form, while aristos, A-R-I-S-T-O-S, is another form of an aristocrat. Never heard it before, but sure, why not? The other anagram is satoris, S-A-T-O-R-I-S, which means enlightenment. Anticar, A-N-T-I-C-A-R, against a car. And I don't mean standing against a car, meaning more like, I don't like cars, I'm going to walk. And I say to that, go for it. Martian, M-A-R-T-I-A-N, has the anagram tamarin, T-A-M-A-R-I-N, which is a South American monkey. Vitrain, V-I-T-R-A-I-N, is a type of coal. Ozonate, O-Z-O-N-A-T-E, is to treat with ozone, and has the anagram entozoa, E-N-T-O-Z-O-A, which is an intestinal parasite. Zootier, Z-O-O-T-I-E-R, means flashier. Epigeal, E-P-I-G-E-A-L, is growing close to the ground, while Weigela, W-E-I-G-E-L-A, is an East Asian honeysuckle. Blaster, B-L-A-S-T-E-R, has the anagram stabler, S-T-A-B-L-E-R, and labrets, L-A-B-R-E-T-S, which is an ornament worn in the pierced hole on a lip. The more you know. Arbutes, A-R-B-U-T-E-S, is a heath shrub and has the anagram bursate, B-U-R-S-A-T-E, which is a sac that contains synovia that facilitates motion in the bones. Durance, D-U-R-A-N-C-E, is a state of being restrained and has the anagram uncared, U-N-C-A-R-E-D, meaning not cared for. Redact, to take out, R-E-D-A-C-T-S, has the anagram scarted, S-C-A-R-T-E-D, which is to scratch or scrape. Nuclear, N-U-C-L-E-A-R, has the anagram unclear, as well as lucarne, L-U-C-A-R-N-E, which is a dormer window. Cantles, C-A-N-T-L-E-S, is a segment cut out of something and has the anagram lancets, L-A-N-C-E-T-S, which is a surgical knife, and centals, C-E-N-T-L-A-S, which is 100 pounds. Cartels, C-A-R-T-E-L-S, has the anagram clarets, C-L-A-R-E-T-S, as well as crestal, C-R-E-S-T-A-L, which is relating to the ridge of a crest, as well as scarlet, S-C-A-R-L-E-T. Lyrated, L-Y-R-A-T-E-D, had it the other day and didn't play it. In botany, it means undivided. Duramen, D-U-R-A-M-E-N, is a heartwood tree and has the anagram manured, as in covered in shmanure. Unarmed, having no arms or having no guns. And maunder, M-A-U-N-D-E-R, which is a variation on meander, to wander about. Flaneur, F-L-A-N-E-U-R, is an idle man about town and has the anagram frenula, F-R-E-N-U-L-A, which is a connecting fold of membrane, and funeral, F-U-N-E-R-A-L, of course. Furanes, F-U-R-A-N-E-S, is a colorless, toxic, flammable liquid. Has the anagram unsafer, which makes sense when you're dealing with a toxic, flammable liquid, especially one that's colorless. Hantles, H-A-N-T-L-E-S, is a sizable amount. Halters, H-A-L-T-R-E-S, those boob holders the ladies wear, has the anagram harslet, A-H-R-S-L-E-T, which is a pork meatloaf. Lathers, L-A-T-H-E-R-S, slather, S-L-A-T-H-E-R, and thalers, T-H-A-L-E-R-S, which is a German silver coin. Almners, A-L-M-N-E-R-S, is one who distributes alms. Makes sense. Armlets, A-R-M-L-E-T-S, is a band around the upper arm, and has the anagram lamster, L-A-M-S-T-E-R, which is a fugitive from the law, as well as the anagram trammels, T-R-A-M-E-L-S, which is to deprive of freedom. Unravel, U-N-R-A-V-E-L, has the anagram venular, V-E-N-U-L-A-R, U-L-A-R, relating to venula. Levance, L-E-V-A-N-T-S, is to leave town to avoid debts. Platers has the anagram Palters, P-A-L-T-E-R-S. The other anagrams are Persalt, Plaster, Psalter, and Stapler. Psalter, the book of Psalms, of course, and Persalt being an acidic salt. Varlets, V-A-R-L-E-T-S, is a servant and has the anagram Vestral, V-E-S-T-R-A-L, relating to a vestry, and travels. What an easy word. See, most common 4,000 to 4,500 right here, travels. Warstle, W-A-R-S-T-L-E-S, I'm sorry, W-A-R-S-T-L-E, Warstle, is to wrestle or struggle, has the anagram Wastrel, W-A-S-T-R-E-L, which is a good-for-nothing person, and Rassle, W-R-A-S-T-L-E, which also means to wrestle. Saltery, S-A-L-T-E-R-Y, is where fish are salted for market. Strume, S-T-R-U-M-A-E, is an enlarged thyroid and has the anagram Matures, M-A-T-U-R-E-S. Let's take a break, and after a word from our sponsor, we'll get back to the most common 4,000 to 4,500 seven-letter words in the Scrabble rack.
Hey, I'm Mark Wahlberg, and this is my co-star, Arthur. My new movie is based on the true story of a dog who treks hundreds of miles to find someone to love him. Arthur's not alone. Best Friends Animal Society is working to make sure dogs and cats in shelters across the country find a loving home of their very own. When you adopt from a shelter or a rescue group, you are helping to save the lives of pets like Arthur and so many others. Visit bestfriends.org today and find an adoptable pet near you.
That's what's up. Good job.
Hey, we're back. A lot of places to check out Scrabble if you are thinking of taking it up as an in-person competitive event. Check out wordgameplayers.org or North American Scrabble Players Association.org for clubs and tournaments near you. Here are the rest of the uncommon seven-letter most probable Scrabble bingos. Signurae, S-Y-N-U-R-A-E, is free swimming flagellate. Bestrid, B-E-S-T-R-I-D, is to sit in the back of, and has the anagram bestred, B-I-S-T-R-E-D, which is to color with bister. Berlins, B-E-R-L-I-N-S, is a four-wheeled closed carriage. Suberin, S-U-B-E-R-I-N, is a polyester, and has the anagram Bernies, B-U-R-N-I-E-S, which are small brooks. Cutline, C-U-T-L-I-N-E, is a caption under a picture. Line cut, L-I-N-E-C-U-T, is a relief painting similar to a woodcut, line cut. And tunicle is the other anagram, T-U-N-I-C-L-E, which is a short vestment. Flinder, F-L-I-N-D-E-R, is a fragment. Red fins are fish with red fins. Do you need a pen? The other anagrams are friends, F-R-I-E-N-D-S, finders, F-I-N-D-E-R-S, and refines, R-E-F-I-N-D-S. Thurled, T-H-I-R-L-E-D, is to cut through. Indwelt, I-N-D-W-E-L-T, is to be permanently present, and has the anagram wintle, W-I-N-T-L-E-D, which means staggered. Luthier, L-U-T-H-I-E-R, is not more luthy. It's a maker of stringed instruments, like lute makers or lute makers. Limners, L-I-M-N-E-R-S, is one that snares birds. Merlins, M-E-R-L-I-N-S, which is a magician, of course. Murines, M-U-R-I-N-E-S, are rats and mice, and have the anagram murines, M-U-R-E-I-N-S, which is a sugar polymer. Peritus, P-E-R-I-T-U-S, is a theological expert. Orgones, O-R-G-O-N-E-S, is a massless substance and has the anagram Origens, which is a mountain mass. There's some massing going on among the Orgones and the Origens today. Good to see. Gentoos, G-E-N-T-O-O-S, is a language of one who practices Hindi. Novene, N-O-V-E-N-A-E, is devotion consisting of prayer and other things like that. Oblasti, O-B-L-A-S-T-I, is a Russian political subdivision. Bailout, B-A-I-L-O-U-T, has the anagram tabbouli, T-A-B-O-U-L-I, which is an Indian dish. Cotidal, C-O-T-I-D-A-L, is a coincidence of tides. Dacoits, D-A-C-O-I-T-S, is a group of armed robbers, Dacoits. Alnicos, A-L-N-I-C-O-S, from Alloys, has the anagram oil cans, O-I-L-C-A-N-S. Loricas, L-O-R-I-C-A-S, is a Roman leather corset. Citolas, C-I-T-O-L-A-S, is a medieval stringed instrument, perhaps one a luthier might tend to. And Citolas has the anagram stoical, S-T-O-I-C-A-L. Keep your chin up. Carius, C-A-R-I-O-U-S, is afflicted with tooth decay and has the anagram curiosa, C-U-R-I-O-S-A, meaning curiosity. Toadish, T-O-A-D-I-S-H, is suggestive of toads. Daemons, D-A-I-M-O-N-S, is a guiding spirit and has the anagram domains, D-O-M-A-I-N-S, which is the homepage. Diatoms, D-I-A-T-O-M-S, is an algae, and has the anagram mastoid, M-A-S-T-O-I-D, resembling a breast or nipple. Sparoid, S-P-A-R-O-I-D, is resembling a spiridae. Hope that helped. Oralism, O-R-A-L-I-S-M, is education of deaf students. Apostil, A-P-O-S-T-I-L, is a marginal note and has the anagram topsail, T-O-P-S-A-I-L, which is a sail. Freegan, F-R-E-E-G-A-N, a person who rejects consumerism. And thenage, T-H-E-N-A-G-E, which is land held by a thane. And that'll do it for us today. And until next show, good luck and good studying.